see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Talk to me.
Good morning. It's just the two of us.
It is just the two of us.
You're listening to Magoobie Radio Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Max.
I'm also Max. And we're missing our third.
We're missing our third. It's just the two of us.
They're just a little sleepy baby who has to focus on their thesis.
Yeah.
That's so unfortunate.
Well,
but it's okay because it's just us today.
And we're going to have so much fun.
And we're going to have so much fun without them. But however, we do miss them dearly.
We do miss them dearly. And Noah, if you're up and listening, shout out.
I highly doubt it.
They're probably fast asleep.
They're probably fast asleep and probably will be until about 11.
Totally.
No.
Well, worries. Here's the rest of the song.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Erase all the ghosts from your head. I'm stronger than the monster beneath your bed. Smarter than the tricks played on your heart. We'll look at them together, then we'll take them apart. Adding up the total of all of that's true. Multiply life by the power of two.
Again.
Hey, that was Power of Two by the Indigo Girls.
I think if you're listening, and if you're listening closely, you might be detecting a theme.
For just those two songs.
Yeah, actually, the theme ends there.
The theme
ends
there.
We're not doing anymore.
But two of the theme.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's the power of two. We had two...
With two songs about two, and there's two of us.
Two of us. So it's like two squared is four.
And it's 420, which is 2 and 4 in the day.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Wow, you are blowing my mind here.
Happy Marathon Monday. to all the runners
out
there.
You just gotta say it.
To all the runners out there.
Who are certainly not listening to this right now. Happy marathon.
Maybe
Monday.
They're listening while they run. The pros.
I certainly could not do that.
Really? I like to listen to not music when I run.
Wait, I'm sorry. I meant run a marathon.
No worries.
Apologies. I meant running a marathon.
No worries.
Well, okay. I talked about this with some people, and apparently they had no clue what I was talking about, like the origins of a marathon.
Oh, I was thinking about this morning. It's Greek.
Yeah, it's... Oh, I'm getting a phone call. Yes, it is... it's Greek, and it's like... Wasn't it like the Greek messenger? hello? like the Greek messenger that was telling some king that the war was started, and he ran from Marathon, Greece.
Oh, I thought his name was Marathon.
and the horse's name was Wednesday. Or something like that. And he ran.
And the horse's name was Wednesday? No, babe. It's Friday.
You could tell that riddle instead, replace it with Wednesdays. Okay, never mind.
It's okay.
And he died the next day.
Shoot.
It's like, you
now
guys are
we
really
do
doing
it.
This?
Now we do it for fun.
Y'all are really doing this? He died the next day.
Wow. But to be fair, he probably didn't have goose.
Probably
didn't have goose or honey stinger waffles.
Yeah, but they probably had ye old goose.
Ye old goose.
Like, I don't know, what would that be? Like, just like honey or something?
Probably.
Something like that.
Yeah. To all our audio listeners.
Yeah.
We have ideas
and...
We wrote them down
and we're also going to exchange them with each other.
As follows.
Do you want to read my first idea, Meg?
Yeah, I'll read your first idea. Are you just trying to get me to say this?
What's the idea?
This is Max's first idea. Bling! It is global warming is good.
Yeah, I just wanted to get you to say that. Okay.
I don't endorse that. Okay. The next idea is dumb currency.
Okay. This one I've been cooking on for a while. Mm. It's basically dumb currency is it's when you keep people around in your life for pretty much solely the fact of them being absolute idiots or just like or a little bit annoying or they have some like annoying things that they do. Mm-hmm. But like I've noticed that you kind of need that in your life a little bit because it gives you solidarity with the other people that are experiencing this person. And it's just like, wow, really everything they do is truly idiotic.
It's like on Survivor when they keep the annoying people around to bring them to the final three.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like they're like a meat shield.
Yes, except sometimes the annoying people are not the meat shields.
Mm, that is true.
But meat shield is a really good word to put in a crossword.
Meat shield.
Meat shield.
I think it's two words, though.
You can put two words in a crossword.
Yeah, mama, you can.
Yeah, mama. You can do a phrase. You could do even three or four.
A whole phrase. A whole darn tootin' phrase.
Wait, I like this idea because it's very true. And it's also famously, my therapist has this idea of dessert friends, entree friends.
Yes.
And appetizer friends.
You told me about this and I use that in my...
Oh my gosh, it's the most life-changing thing. Okay, everyone listen up. Appetizer friends, they're there for a coffee. They're there for a catch-up. They're there for a good time.
A little bit. For a nice hour hang every once in a while.
Just a little taste.
Yeah.
Dessert friends, they're there for a good time. You have a great time with these people. You're not telling them everything that's happening in your life, but maybe you'll go party with them.
And you're not really feeling full.
You're not feeling full, but it is fun. Yeah. And it's necessary.
Yeah.
And then entree friends, these are your ride or dies.
Oh, yeah.
These are...
The one and only.
I feel full.
Yeah.
In a good way. I feel sated.
There we go. Thought you were going to say Satan.
Nope. Sated.
Hey, you're my entree friend.
Hey, so are you.
Hey.
If you were...
And also, occasionally a dessert friend.
Oh, I feel like entree friends can fulfill the role of dessert friend as well.
Yeah. Except, honestly, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
But I do feel like there's people that are strictly
dessert friends.
No, but then there's also like a snack. And I don't know where that falls.
Yeah, I don't know what a snack friend
Maybe it's
is.
Like someone that you nod at when you pass them.
Or you like have like small talk with.
Yeah.
Like you have frequent small talk with.
Yeah, maybe it's like the snack is there to accompany other things. It's like this person's yes. the hummus and I need a little cracker to dip in it.
Yeah. Or it's like it's like someone that you know in such a specific context. So it's like you really like all of your interaction is based on like that. I'm thinking like specifically like a work friend or something like that. It's like, and it's kind of like all you interact with them and talk about them about with them is like work.
Is work. Wow, I love snacks.
They're so good.
Nothing better.
Gosh.
Had pop chips yesterday. Shout out to my mom if she's listening.
Yeah.
Turn me on to pop chips.
We learned about them.
Really good.
They have horrible, horrible, horrible marketing on their bags. That's okay.
They won't sponsor
And us. I'm also not their biggest fan.
Really? I really like them more than potato chips.
More?
Yeah.
More?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I like the fluff of it. That's where puff.
You might be an entree friend now.
Puff. Entree. I mean
an appetizer friend.
Shoot.
Should we play the next song?
Yeah, let's play the next song. This is Waterfall by Chris Williams, and shout out to Stephen Pennington. Stephen?
I thought it was Stephen.
Stephen Pennington.
Stephen Pennington.
Stephen Pennington.
Sometimes it takes a rainy day just to let you know everything's gonna be dreaming. people and I want to see life. Driving in your car, oh please don't drop me home, because it's not my home, it's their home, and I'm welcome no more. And if a double-decker bus crashes into us, a strange fear gripped me and I just couldn't ask. Take me out tonight. Oh, take me anywhere, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one.
Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford.
From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there.
You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic.
Yay!
Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River. And a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming.
Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees.
Trees.
Grass.
Grass.
Geese. Ducks. Hawks.
Aww.
Rabbits.
Ribbit.
Chipmunks. Plus, even turtles and eagles improve your physical and mental health.
Yay.
It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation.
A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts non-commercial community radio.
Don't you know you're the only queen of this one horse town?
Vibe switch.
You're the only one, the man thing to me. Yeah,
You're still hanging around. You're still hanging around. I used to see you on the sidewalk, standing in your high tops, rolling in your pretty lungs with your cigarette smoke. It ain't keeping you young. Touch me like you know me, baby, when you're lonely. Kiss me on my open mouth. My mouth, no, nothing came out. I used to see you on the sidewalk, standing in your high tops, rolling in your pretty lungs with your cigarette smoke. It ain't keeping you young. Touch me like you know me, baby, when you're lonely. Kiss me on my open mouth.
Let's get serious now.
Okay.
Enough of this funny business.
That was High Tops. Oh, you would say it.
Oh, yeah. That was High Tops by Del Water Gap.
And before that, it was Dreaming About You by The Blackbirds.
Something about me is that with celebrities and musical artists, I get fake beef with them if they're, like, dating and then one of them, like, broke up with the other.
Really?
So I kind of have fake beef with Del Water Gap.
Wait, who did he date?
Maggie Rogers.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
For like a while.
Wow.
And then she released that album about...
With the face on it? Her face on it?
Yeah.
That has symphony. I just want to be part of your symphony. Different song. But she has a song.
Artist.
I know. But she has a song called Symphony on that album, which is really good.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. I forget how it goes, though.
Okay.
Hence
maybe we'll play it.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah, I'll read your ideas, Max.
Okay, this is my idea.
Yeah, okay, this is their one idea. I gave them a list with four, they gave me one with one, and that's okay. Yeah. So this idea is... Hug line.
I want to hear what you think this is.
We were talking about this, and I have a guess.
Tell me.
Okay, is it when you are, like, going to like say goodbye to like someone, it's like you're in a group of people, maybe you're a little closer with one of those people, and like you give them a hug, and then it like sets the precedent to then you have to hug everyone else before you leave.
Wait, no, that's really good though, because that did just recently happen to me.
Yeah, it's like, and it's like someone that you really would not, you would
normally
not
hug.
Normally hug, but because there's this precedent, it's like you're going down the line and giving everyone a hug.
That's good. But no, this
but
is
no?
sort of
okay.
hug line in sort of a conceptual sense.
Okay, okay.
And this started at a family gathering.
Okay.
And this is the imaginary line that I imagine between me and extended relatives who I don't know if I'm supposed to hug them. And it's like, do I cross that line to hug? Do I give a little wave?
Oh,
do I do a little side hug? Because it's like,
interesting.
My mom's second cousin. Shout out, but like,
you don't know if you.
I don't know. I don't know if we're on hug terms.
Really?
I mean, I'd love, like, they're my family. Of course, I love them, but I do feel like there is this awkwardness of like, especially when you're younger than them.
Oh yeah.
Of like,
yeah,
do I hug them? It's like, do I cross that line?
Do you cross that line? That's so interesting because I think that like, maybe, and this is probably like a familial thing, but like, I think at any family gathering, even if it was like a kind of distant family member that I don't know, I would give them a hug.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But it is that split second hesitation that gets
me. Oh, yeah. You see, I think I'm just like a big
You're just
hugger.
Very social.
I'm just a big hugger. Well,
I'm not a
that.
Big hugger.
I'm just a big hugger. So I think it's like that is the natural instinct. And I think the hesitation would come to see if like the other person is not like open to a hug, then it's like I have to like backtrack.
I guess my thing is like if I only see this person once every other year.
Yeah.
Fair it's
enough.
A little like, you know.
Yeah.
But
that's fair.
Shout out to my whole family if they're listening.
Shout out to all of them.
All of them.
Every single one of them. How many first cousins do you have?
On my mom's side, I have six?
Cool.
On my dad's side, I have four.
Perfect.
Or, yeah, four.
And you know what that equals? 10.
10.
And 10?
I definitely forgot someone and I feel
awful. 10's a beautiful number. And it might be 11, and that's okay. And that's also a beautiful number, because it's 1 and 1.
That's my birthday.
Yeah.
10, 11. Wow. 1011.
It's like binary.
It really is.
What is that in binary? That's...
I don't know. Abba. What is it?
It's...
I don't know how to... What do you mean? What is that in binary?
I think it's 11 in binary.
Wait. I don't understand.
Because, like, binary, it's, like, each... It's, like, powers of two.
Multiply life by the power
exactly.
of two.
Or two to the power of whatever.
Two to the power of 1011 is not 11.
No,
I can tell you that much.
But it's, like, each position is a different power of two. It's like the first position is 2 to the 0 power, which is equal to 1. The second position is 2 to the first power, which is 2. Third is, the second is 2 to the second, which is 4.
Okay, I don't understand, but it's not.
That's okay.
It's okay.
Well, this is an off the
this
air.
This is
topic.
Off air. This is off the record.
This is off the record, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, do you,
Oh, I'll read one of your ideas.
Yeah, one of the other ones.
Here, where is it? It's over here. This is Max's second/third idea. Name validity.
This is, I think, a very... This is a well-known thing, but I just wanted to say it again because it popped into my mind. I'm just like... So right now Max is about to sneeze. Bless you. And they turned off their mic for that. They're so respectful. It's just like giving something a name gives it validity. As the name entails. But just like really horrendous things, or just like fad diets or something like that. It's like, oh
yeah,
intermittent fasting. No. Like, don't call
interesting.
It
like, oh, because you're saying validity in a bad way.
Or it just, like, it gives it grounds. It gives something grounds, even if it's kind of, like, Yeah, even if it's bad.
But there's something so beautiful about naming something. Like, when I first heard the expression decision fatigue, I was like,
no, wow. Absolutely. It, like, wow. That, it puts things into context.
Or time confetti. Ever heard that one?
What's that one?
Time confetti is coined by Hope Coleman Plord, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And it is when you had a plan or you had something to do and suddenly it's just no longer happening and now you have all this time. It's time confetti.
Oh, I like
in
that.
A good way.
In a good way.
And then, no,
and I think that it can be in a good way, too.
Yeah. Or, like, Uji.
Uji. Yeah,
that
yeah,
is
yeah,
totally,
yeah.
Like, name validity.
Yeah. Yeah, because it, like, it makes it... You're able to, like, express that feeling, like, yeah. So much more concisely.
Yeah. It's like how in other languages when they have words for things that we don't, yes. And it's, like, yeah. More prevalent.
Yeah.
Like, I forget what that word is in Portuguese that everyone always talks about.
I don't know, but I do know, like, the languages that have words for other things, they actually have a different and deeper understanding of those things.
I wonder, wait, is that the thing with colors?
Of,
if
like,
languages have different...
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so. I
that's
think it's
so
like,
cool.
It's like so cool. It's like people who speak those languages have a wider understanding and like precision in the colors that they see.
Wow, that's cool.
It's just so cool.
Language is awesome. I love words.
It's just so awesome.
It's just so awesome.
It's just so awesome.
It's just so awesome.
It's just so awesome. All right.
Okay. Shall next, we have Summer Windows by Slaughter Beach Dog. This was on my Discover Weekly. I've only heard it once.
Awesome.
I wish that I could tell you what I'm thinking about. Oh, I wish that I could walk in to your house. No one else around except for you and me. Those summer windows open, breathing deep. I wish that I could tell you that I could use a hand. Oh, I wish that I could write it like Towns Van Zandt. Maybe you could be the bandit
living alone in a rented mansion up here in Laurel Canyon. I wish you'd come visit me. We could go swimming in the sunshine. I like looking at you. It's easy to do in the sunshine. I like looking at you. It's easy to do. We could go sit in the secret garden. It's right beside the guest apartment. We could go watch your favorite movie. There's a popcorn machine and a big screen in the darkness. I like looking at you. It's easy to do in the darkness. I like looking at you. It's easy to do. Every day I wake up in a king-size bed, and the curtains are blue and the walls are red. I wish I knew where I was so you could come here and stay a while. But I'm a liar when I'm looking at you. It's easy to do. I'm a liar when I'm looking at you. It's easy to do. In the sunshine I like looking at you.
When you smile for the camera, I know I love you.
We have awful and terrible news.
It's the end of our show. It's the end of the road.
We had so much fun today.
We did have so much fun. The power of two.
I just don't want it to be done.
I know, it's devastating.
It's okay.
This is Magoobie Radio Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I like that you look at the...
Every time.
Every single time you have
I
to
I just
want to
make sure that I'm getting it right.
And that's okay. And that's perfect.
I'm Max.
I'm also Max.
You can catch us with our good friend Noah every Monday, 9 a.m.
Every Monday for probably another...
Two to three weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Jenny Put the Kettle On.
I can't wait. I want tea.